potential cost for transitioning, including medical and legal fees, could be anywhere from $19,000 to $176,000. That would require steady income, but even that might be a problem.
One thing that I hear quite a bit is students will apply for a job and they get called in for an interview, and then the interviewer says, oh, well, you're not who I expected, or you're not what I expected.
About half of all transgender people report employment discrimination because of their identity. I'm Katie Finlan.
This is Morning Edition on WILL.
This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, the first day of June 2015. The overnight basis for corn was a penny weaker. That was at 34 cents under the September futures contract, and the DTN national basis for corn index was down a penny as well. Cash price, $3.88 around the nation. The national average basis for soybeans was 4 cents weaker at 41 cents under the August futures, and the DTN national soybean index was down 10 cents, or rather 12 cents, and the national price for soybeans, $10 even on the flat cash price. Let's check in on what's been driving much of the marketplace, the weather, as it's related both to the grain stocks and the acreage numbers. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is here with an update of what's been happening in the weather markets.
Additional heavy rain fell last night in portions of Missouri, causing additional flooding and concern over crop conditions across the state. In the meanwhile, a smaller portion of the Midwest reported lighter amounts of precipitation, most of which occurred across the region from southern Illinois into parts of Kentucky and down into Tennessee. There was also a small region of rain that occurred in the upper parts of the Midwest in the northwestern Corn Belt, including eastern portions of South Dakota and a small portion of the common border area with Nebraska and Iowa. Almost all of the precipitation that occurred in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt were not all that significant, and that area continues to dry down. We'll need to continue to watch closely what happens in Minnesota in particular, but there are two frontal systems that are in the forecast for the coming 2 weeks that will likely generate significant amount of moisture across the region, and we're going to continue to watch the area but not necessarily be overly concerned about the situation. Most likely there'll be timely rain, and the area will continue to experience very good crop development. Well, as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days, we're fully expecting to see additional rain occur across portions of the Midwest at times. The precipitation is going to occur in waves, and as it does so, we'll probably see some short-term periods of sunny and warm weather, and that'll be followed by some showers and thunderstorms. For crops that are not seriously impacted with excessive moisture and or flooding, they will likely benefit greatly from this weather pattern. A good mix of sunshine and rain is just exactly what is ideal for a corn development, and especially with temperatures a slight bit cooler biased. Now, soybeans, on the other hand, would prefer to have the temperatures slightly warmer biased, and they will probably experience maybe a little less favorable conditions, but in general, I think the whole scenario looks a lot better to me. We're still going to be worried about those areas of excessive moisture, and certainly the area in Missouri that got hit again with heavy rain last night is way too wet, and there's going to be crop damage and losses coming from that, just like we lost a little bit of yield in other parts of the Midwest during the preceding 2 weeks of heavy rain. But it, just like in many summers, we will see periods that are like that. They're very wet and the crop yellows, and there's some concern about its overall health. But as long as we snap back into a more normal weather pattern, the odds are high that we're going to see these crops improve quite a bit, and we'll just have to be patient and watch how that evolves. There is going to be the succession of other rain systems moving across the Midwest, and there will be pockets that are going to be a little bit too wet, most definitely. But hopefully, good drying conditions will occur between the majority of these events, and we'll likely see a very good environment for crop development evolving. That first frontal system that brings moisture into the northwestern Corn Belt is expected on Sunday into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms will occur across the area there. At that time, we'll likely see some amounts of rain running anywhere from around 0.3 of an inch to an inch in some locally greater amounts in some cases. And the frontal system and associated rain will work its way southward. We'll see additional rain in the lower Midwest as well as we get out towards Monday night, Tuesday, and Tuesday night into Wednesday. The precipitation will be followed by a couple of days of drier weather and another frontal system towards the end of next week. And we could see some locally heavy rain with that event as well, but we're still not concerned about it getting as wet as it has been. The temperatures across the Midwest are going to be mostly 70s this afternoon. We'll look for 70s and lower 80s tomorrow afternoon and 80s as we go through the weekend. That cool front early next week will bring those temperatures back down into the 70s, but we will have had two or three days of 80-degree readings across parts of the Midwest, and that will help to induce the drying that's so badly needed in quite a few areas. Our low temperatures at night should be mostly 50s and 60s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weather forecast. You can find him on our website at willag.org. Just look for the morning weather segment link.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
From the CME Group in Chicago at this hour, futures are trading lower in the corn pit, down 2.25 at $4.11.5 for the July, December at $4.29.25. That's a penny and 3/4 lower. Soybeans are down 12 at 10.32 in the lead. November at 10.20 and 3/4 down 8 and 3/4. Bean meal off $3.50. Bean oil down, or rather up 14 cents at $33.15. Live cattle futures at 151.62.5 are up 55. Feeders at 218.85 are up 35 in the lead. Hogs at $77.90 are 80 cents higher. On the phone line this morning is Ellen Dearden. She's at AgriView in Morton, Illinois, to take up the marketplace. Good morning to you, Ellen. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Morning, Tom.
Well, it appears that the follow-through many were hoping for in both the corn and the soybean markets, and the wheat as well, after the grain stocks and acreage numbers were released, has not materialized. Have we found a level where the market's just happy at this point, thinking the damage that is done is already in the market?
I think that's about where we are. I also think we don't have much upside impetus from the wheat. You know, we'd seen a pretty big upside move in the wheat, which was dragging up the corn and also the soybeans, based on poor test weights, poor yields, can't get it off, yada, yada, yada. And now the hard red winter wheat harvest has really moved ahead, and I think the wheat market looks like it's headed down probably into the later part of the summer. That makes it a little more difficult, since a lot of that's going to be feed wheat, a little more difficult for the corn to make new highs. These corn high so far this week was 436. We tested 435 and a half overnight. 440 was the late December high. So we are in a real resistance area here in the Dease corn. On the Novi beans, you know, we had a lot of upside objectives in that 1040 range. We met those. We struggled. Usually when you meet objectives, we spend very little time there, at least on the first go-round. We back up and have to come around. We're seeing some meal demand seasonally slip. The bean oils having a little difficulty. It's hard to hold the beans together, but the spreads still reflect tightness. That Jan spread has moved to a very small carry, about a nickel now.
Okay, so am I correct, at least at this point, if the market has duly put into the prices, the acreage and the grain stocks, and I suppose they're probably thinking they have, and many were expecting the wheat to lead this marketplace, we're in the middle of harvest, which you mentioned, and that's generally not a good time for late to wheat unless it's to the downside.
Right, and that's what I think is happening here. Funds have flipped their position in the beans over the last week's time to lightly long, still pretty short on the corn. I think they're going to bail on lower price action here, particularly if the market were show some volatility. And with a shorter session today, we close at noon Chicago time. I would anticipate we're going to see some volatility at the tail end of the day's trade ahead of this three-day weekend.
Hey, thanks so much for taking time with us today. We do appreciate it. That, of course, is Ellen Dearden. She's with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday morning to take a look at the marketplace. Outside markets show us crude oil now at $57.54 a barrel. That's up 58 cents. The price of gasoline on the wholesale, RBOB, that's at $2 a nickel and two tenths, 4.5 cents higher for the morning. We'll expect to update you on those numbers as we go through the day right here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, headed for a high today of 76 degrees tonight, mostly cloudy and 61 tomorrow, sunny and 78 on Friday, that is, and partly cloudy Friday night and 61. For Independence Day, the 4th of July, a beautiful sunny sky, a high of 81 degrees, light east winds, should be fantastic, mostly clear Saturday night, beautiful for the fireworks, and we'll go to a low of just 63 degrees, a great evening to get out and celebrate our nation's birthday, July the 4th, coming up this weekend. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Good morning. Major airlines are being investigated for sky-high airfares. They're accused of working together to put the squeeze on passengers. Why that's hard to prove on Morning Edition from NPR News. This hour, Puerto Rico may be able to avoid default for now. On the streets of San Juan, we'll hear from people worried about the future. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, we'll meet Lester Holt, who stepped up at NBC. Also, the chairman of Nike is stepping down. Phil Knight started the company out of the trunk of his car. It's now the most valuable sports brand in the world. It's Thursday, July 2nd, the 26th birthday of U.S. soccer star Alex Morgan. She takes on Japan in the World Cup finals this Sunday. The news is next.